Harper Audio presents Reconstructing Amelia by Kimberly McWright, performed by Christine Vam. Gracefully, September 5th. Because there are 176 definitions for the word loser on UrbanDictionary.com. Don't be a statistic. Hey, bitches. The beginning of another school year, and I'm back with all the shit that's not fit to print. So I've all been whiling away the summer in Southampton, or on Nantucket, or in the south of France, perfecting your tennis game or your pas de deux, or training for your first marathon, or basking in your latest chess championship. I've spent the summer keeping track of the back and forth of our dear faculty members. Mr. Zaritsky went out to UC Berkeley to teach at a science camp for crazy smart kids. Word has it, the parents had him fired week two because he smelled. Mrs. Pearl took a Latin lover and learned to pole dance in Miami. Kidding! She didn't actually have a lover. Of course. Who would ever want to sleep with her? And sweet, delicious Mr. Woodhouse. Who wouldn't have wanted to see him in a Speedo somewhere? Alas, his whereabouts low these sultry months is unknown, though I have it on good authority that he spent at least one long weekend snuggled up with our beloved English prof, Liv, to which I say, bravo. As for all of you, I'll be covering a summer wrap-up as the updates flow in over the next few days, and do send them along to gracefullyblog@gmail.com. Because here we are, another year where every loser has the chance to finally be cool, and the fat kids might turn up skinny. And the same old questions. Will lovely little Dylan ever come clean about who she's screwing? Will Heather and Rachel ever admit they're screwing each other? Will Zadie stay out of jail long enough to graduate? Which senior girl will our resident sophomore hottie Carter sleep with first? And who is this Ian Green? And is he as sizzling as his meat book pictures suggest? Outlook doubtful, says my own personal 8-ball. But y'all will be the first to know. In the meantime, keep those new shoes shiny and those smiles bright. And buckle up, because it's going to be one hell of a ride. Amelia, September 14th, 7:37 a.m. Text messages between Amelia and Ben. Amelia, when did you know? Ben, know what? Amelia, that you liked boys. Ben, I don't know, always, I guess. Amelia, no way. Ben, it's true, seriously. Amelia, and you just told everybody? Ben, pretty much. Who cares what people think? Amelia, I can't imagine being that sure about anything. Or that brave. Ben, you might surprise yourself. Amelia, nah. Ben, you're stronger than you think. Amelia, thanks. What would I do without you to pump me up? Ben, die? I like to think lives depend on me. Amelia, ha ha. When are we going to hang out for real? Ben, this isn't real. Amelia, you know what I mean. Ben, I might come to New York City in a few weeks. My dad's going on a business trip. Amelia, and I'd get to see you? Ben, totally. Amelia, oh my God, seriously? I can't wait. Kate, October 24th. Kate knew Victor wasn't happy, even before she looked up from her notes to see the anger settling over his face in a heavy cloud. The room was silent. Everyone, 5 lawyers from Sloan Thayer, 10 from Associated Mutual Bank, waiting for him to say something. Instead, Victor leaned back in his conference room chair, hands folded neatly in his lap. With his salt-and-pepper hair and perfectly tailored suit, he looked handsome and dignified, despite his obvious annoyance. Amid the uncomfortable quiet, Kate's stomach growled. She cleared her throat and shifted in her chair, hoping no one had heard. She'd been too nervous this morning to eat. There'd been the meeting, but there'd also been the argument she'd been bracing to have with Amelia. The argument had never materialized. Instead, Amelia had left for school with a smile and a cheerful wave, leaving Kate late for work and with an excess of unused adrenaline.